Thanks for listening to our Cambridge Breakfast podcast. Remember, you can subscribe with Radio Player or your favourite podcast app and never miss an episode. And don't forget to join us live on Cambridge 105 Radio, weekday mornings from 7.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Nicola Foley from Cambridge Edition is now in the studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Happy Friday. Good to see you. The Cambridge Edition is looking beautiful for the month of December. I get the impression there is lots and lots going
Absolutely loads happening.
I'm going to take a punt and go, what are you up to tomorrow?
So the biggie this month is definitely the Mill Road Winter Fair. And it's absolutely one of my favourite events of the whole year in Cambridge. It's basically a big community celebration on the first Saturday in December every year. And it's really, really popular. It gets something like 20,000 visitors every year.
Insane numbers.
Very, very busy. So it takes over the whole stretch of Mill Road and a lot of the side streets as well. It kicks off at 10:30. And some of my top picks for things to look out for are the parade. And everyone and anyone's invited to join in with that. It gets going at midday. And the theme is nature, if anyone fancies rustling up a little costume tonight. there's hundreds of stalls, so it's a really good chance to do some Christmas shopping. Lots of local craftspeople and artists and things like that. There's a good concentration of those stalls, Donkey Common and Petersfield Green. So those two patches of grass up by the swimming pool. Mm-hmm. There's also lots and lots of live music and performers, so Cambridge 105 will be there, I hear. And there's absolutely every genre of music you can imagine. There's samba, there's ska, there's choirs, there's ceilidhs, there's Morris dancing, there's Bollywood dancing, so definitely something for all tastes. But my personal favourite thing about the fair is all the amazing food. So Gwydir Street Car Park will have a food fair again, and there's lots of kind of street food favourites there, like Steak and Honour, Gorilla Kitchen, Fired Up Pizza, and then there's all kinds of foodie gifts that you can buy, craft breweries, all the good stuff.
Oh, sounds so good. The thing to remember, I guess, with Mill Road Winter Fair is take your cash with you and don't get your cash out on Mill Road, because you'll spend half the fair queuing.
Yeah, and don't expect to move anywhere fast.
No. Just take a nice easy stroll. Go with the flow. So that's the Mill Road Winter Fair, and so lots and lots going on. That's an entire day of things happening there, so we will all maybe bump into each other.
Yes, and Cambridge Edition has a stall, and we'll be handing out the December issue if anyone wants to come and say hello. We're up on Petersfield Green.
And a very nice cover it is too,
beautiful,
might I say.
Right, that's the Mill Road Winter Fair. Yeah. Shall we talk, I don't know, panto? Let's just go full on Christmas.
Yeah, so in time-honoured tradition, Christmas has got, Cambridge has gone absolutely mad for Christmas shows
the whole country has gone mad. They've forgotten about Advent. They've gone straight to Christmas. I don't like it.
So I'll try and give a little roundup of what's happening at the various theatres. So for a classic old-fashioned panto, the Arts Theatre is the one to check out. They do this traditional pantomime every year, and it's a huge, huge production for them. It has a monster run, so it starts in, I think, November, and it runs up until mid-January.
Oh my God, that is long.
So this year's show is Cinderella. So if you want kind of songs and slapstick and lots of Cambridge in-jokes, that's the one to go to for your kind of panto traditions.
And that's the one starring Wayne Sleep?
That's correct, yes.
What does he play?
I don't know.
We don't know. Is he the godmother? I
want
him to
no,
be the
he's fair. Not.
He's not Prince Charming, is
oh,
he?
Oh, no, he's not.
Do you know what he is? Is he Cinderella?
I think he might be one of the Ugly Sisters.
Oh, poor Wayne Sleep. Okay.
So that's your kind of traditional panto. And then over at the Junction, it's much less traditional. It's a bit more kind of modern and contemporary. They've got Figs in Wigs, which is a quirky all-female theatre group, and they're doing a take on Wind in the Willows. So it's kind of based on the book, but it's not, and they're taking them off to space, I hear.
Okay.
So lots of kind of audience interaction, physical comedy, nice family day out.
I love the Cambridge Junction panto.
Yeah. It's,
I love Figs in Wigs. that's where I'm at.
The press launch this year is annoyingly on election night, so I'm not going. But last year's one, I remember going, and I took my nephew and niece with me because they kind of allow you to do that sort of thing. And we were both heading to opposite ends of the room upstairs. I'd spied the wine, which I thought might be a nice idea to have a little glass, whilst they were in for sausage rolls and the possibility of a balloon as well.
So there's a few more. There's also Hairspray, which is kind of, if you, after a proper musical, that's at the Lees. And there's the Footlights Panto, which is always a really good laugh. That's the ADC. And they're doing Red Riding Hood. And the current crop of Footlights are very, very funny indeed. So I think that'll be a good vintage year for them. And then for something a little bit more refined, the Corn Exchange is welcoming back the St. Petersburg Ballet at the end of the month with, and they've got a triple bill of shows. They're doing Sleeping Beauty, The Nutcracker and Swan Lake.
Beautiful. So that really is some kind of Christmas show for anyone in Cambridge. Brilliant. Good stuff. Now, the good stuff, because it's Friday. We generally like to have our food club. We weren't able to secure anybody for this week. But you tell me that there is no fewer than four foodie openings this month.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, within the last few weeks or coming up. So the big one for me is Mikado Central, which is on Green Street. So this looks absolutely amazing. I've been following their exploits on Instagram in the build up to the opening. And it's actually opening its doors officially today. So it's kind of inspired by a Spanish marketplace, a Valencian marketplace. So excellent Spanish produce, traditional dishes, things like paella, tortilla, and really nice Spanish wines. And it just looks really beautiful. Mm.
It's a beautiful building. The street itself is stunning, and we were just saying that it's strange because Topanko opened within the past, I don't know, way less than 12 months, I want to say, and it's a very independent and very traditionally excellent Spanish restaurant. Haven't really had much of that in Cambridge, and now we've got two on the same street. We're kind of lucky.
Good times.
Looking forward to going to that one. It looks beautiful.
So another one which has opened in the last week or so is Tower Kitchen, which is kind of very sleek and stylish Indian restaurant. So it's definitely not a curry house. It's taking a bit more of a modern light approach to Indian dining, and they're doing brunches and salads and lots of vegan dishes there as well. That one looks quite interesting. Another one is Gail's Bakery.
Yes. When on earth did that happen? I literally walked into Grafton Centre the other day. I was like, this is a new build, and like, you're operating already, and it was packed.
Yeah, so there's so much good stuff happening at the Grafton at the moment. Gales is a chain of kind of artisan bakeries, and up until this point they'd only had branches in London, so it's their first venturing out of London. And they sell loads of delicious breads and cakes and pastries, and you can get breakfast there and afternoon tea and things.
Yeah, I mean, it's ticking all those boxes. It's got the lovely fresh cold pressed juices and all that kind of thing.
Yeah,
they're going to do very well.
I think they are. Yeah. And finally, Bold Brothers have just opened another coffee shop. So they've already got that little cafe by the Round Church, and they've just opened their second branch on Regent Street. So amazing coffee there.
I know the one, because that's another one I was cycling past, and it was kind of saying something interesting is happening here soon. And that's what it is, it? They do. I love the sandwiches there too.
Yeah, very, very good.
Good stuff. Lots happening. So that's December for you. I guess we'll see you, we'll see you tomorrow, but we'll see you in January.
Yep.
So I don't really want to say Happy New Year just yet, or Merry Christmas, but thank you so much for coming in and all your contributions this year. We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow and hearing from you in January. Thank you, Nicola. Cambridge 105 Radio.